Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Wendy Papazian.
I'm Via Williams.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. Well, guys, here on Empire Building, we talk a lot about building a big business. And this episode is actually airing really close to Mother's Day. So we thought we might bring a little different spin for you today. And we're going to take some time today to bring you something really, really near and dear to our heart. And that is when you build a big business and you're building a big life, sometimes you have parenting fails. Like, you really do. And specifically in our cases, mom fails. So in honor of all of you all who I'm sure are amazing mothers or have amazing mothers in your life, we're going to, you know, just have a little fun today and talk about some of our mom fails for you. And we also want to hear from you. So we would love it if you're listening today and you happen to have kids. We want to hear about your parenting fails too. So if you're listening, I want you to write down this email address and we want to hear some of your fun parenting fails too. And that email address is empirebuildingpodcast@gmail.com. And put in the subject parenting fail. And then we'll make sure we want to do a fun episode and share some of our listeners' parenting fails as well. Because parenting fails and also, as well.
You can always email us anything on there. You can email us like ideas, topics you want, feedback. Like,
I know. Yeah. I don't know why we haven't ever shared that before. I know. It's because we just created this email right before this episode. That's why. Okay.
This morning.
Did our operations team do it? Oh, wait. No.
That was me.
Via's assistant did it.
That is accurate because that is me.
AKA Via.
Right.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from you. So send it to empirebuildingpodcast@gmail.com because we want to hear from you and we would love to hear some of your fun parenting fails too. So let's jump right in. I think we all have some fun ones to share. COVID's been fun, guys. So that's been great and exciting. I think I might win the award for homeschooling our child the longest. And when I say we, I really mean Nick helped lead a lot of that too. Quinn was in homeschool for like a year and a half. And like in month three, she's a very independent child. She's wonderful. And was really not feeling the homeschool thing on Zoom. You know, I mean, you're in first grade. Why would you? That's a terrible idea. And she started in her homework just basically like mailing it in. Like, no, not doing this homework. Like, they'd be like, we need you to write three sentences about this. And she, instead of writing like sentences about dolphins, would just write, I don't like doing this work. This assignment is not smart. Why am I wasting time doing this?
In first grade.
And we didn't know, right? Because she's in Montessori and it's all about empowering your child to do their best work and send it in. And, you know, she's pretty techie. So she's like, I'll do my work and send it in. So for like weeks, she's sending in these like not nice notes to her teacher instead of doing her homework. And finally, her teacher one day, like, calls me up. And you know when the teacher's like, I really need to talk to you. And it's a Zoom class. It's not like she can do something in class. She's in your house. You're like, what is going on? She starts scrolling me through all of her homework.
Oh, no.
And it's like, my teacher's a lazy teacher. Or like, why didn't you put more effort into that?
Oh, my God. Insulting the teacher.
I know. It's very honest. We always talk about, you know, you want to be like in integrity with your feelings. It was very honest feelings. She really felt that way, I guess. And I'm reading through these just like, oh, no. What does she think we've been doing as parents during COVID? Like, just
that's awesome. Though.
Completely abandoning her. I mean, well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, what I love is she probably was like, hit her breaking point anyway. Like all teachers. Yeah. You know, now she was just like, I got to have a discussion about it. Well,
yeah.
And that reminds me, we
pushed her to the edge. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great moment.
Oh, all
great
teachers were pushed moment. To the edge. Shout out to all the teachers out there.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out to all the teachers.
Oh my gosh.
You are saints. We just sent that same teacher a Starbucks card last week.
Yeah. So. Yes. Especially the moms that were teachers who were trying to probably homeschool their own freaking kids while they were teaching school at home.
I don't even know how you did it. Don't even know how they did it. They're all
day drinking. That's got to be it. That's the only way.
That was what was in my PTA coffee mug. I don't know what was in yours, but
Well, I have a similar story, although it wasn't during COVID. And so we had no excuse, but it wasn't a big mom fail, but it was just like a funny thing. My youngest in kindergarten, so they had something called read, rest, reflect, which means you could either read a book, take a nap, or write in your journal during nap time. And my youngest would always do the reflection and write in the journal. And so one day we happened to open up the journal, or actually the teacher told us about it, but we opened up the journal and on the top of the page it says CUSWRDS. Cuss words. Okay. This is my 5-year-old. And then there's a list, a numbered list, very carefully, precisely numbered list. 1, F-U-K. 2, you know, I'm not gonna do them all, but you can guess what the list was. And so just opening that up as a mom was all so sweetly misspelled, you know. Super funny.
Yeah. Phonetically. Yeah, super funny. Like, because they've heard them.
Yeah. It's like, great list. Nice penmanship, you know?
Well, since we're doing school fails, the one that pops into my head, I have so many fails, it's not even funny. And I also have 3 kids, so I have more opportunity to fail. But I just don't even care if he listens to this episode because we are so, you know, it's fine. But
I think we're safe. That's the best
COVID
part.
Was a complete and utter just disaster as far as school went in the Williams household. You know, you had a combination of me working harder than I've ever worked. Because now I know some people were at home. I run 8 retail offices, like real estate offices. So I had the opposite effect. So I'm just super distracted. Like, are we going out of business? What's happening? And there's mandates coming every day. And we're, you know, it's crazy. And then, you know, my husband's in property management. And there was rent moratoriums. It was just we were really preoccupied and also worried about everything. And so, you know, the kids just slipped through the crack, like their schools. We paid attention to the kids, but their schooling slipped through the
same.
Oh, yeah.
And then later that year, so it was like 2020, right? So later that year, and we're just like in this blissful ignorance about it. And I think it was like, you know, if you don't ask, and you don't know, everything's fine, kind of a thing, right? I think so. So all of a sudden, I get this notification. Aiden's second notification or third notification, because Seychelle and I are notoriously not good at email, right? Mm-mm. And I get all these school emails. And it's Aiden is getting, like, his GPA, he had like 6 classes or 7 classes, and it was like 2 Ds, an F. I think C and a B. And I think there might have been an A in PE, but I don't even think PE was an A. Like, I'm not even sure. I don't even remember anymore. And I'm like, oh my God, what? How do we know this? Aiden's failing? And so, like, I call Aiden upstairs. I'm like, Aiden, what's going on? Right. I've been waiting for you to say something. And it's gone on surprisingly long. So I've had a lot of time to think about it and, like, prepare, like, what I was going to do this. He goes, I have a plan. Everything's going according to plan. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's
brilliant. That was his response. And I'm incredulous. I'm like, what are you talking
about? What's the plan?
What the frick are you talking about? Like, what?
But I mean, at the same point, you're like, oh, that sounds great. I'm going back to work.
Literally, that's what I wanted to hear. The thing is, that's what I wanted to hear. But I'm like, Aiden, what's the plan? Don't worry about it. I've got a plan. I'm like, well, actually, you need to tell me the plan and be accountable to the plan. Here's the plan. So he starts going through his plan. And sure enough, that little pipsqueak, they go to pass fail that year because of quarantine, right? So then we roll into the next semester, right? Now he's in his junior year, right? We go to the next semester, pass fail again. He's on the brink. He's getting like D minuses, Ds in like 2 classes, like math and whatever. Sure enough, pass fail. Every single semester he gets away with like this loophole, right? This is his last semester senior year. He just was able, he understood, he talked to a college he's going to, talked to his high school. He gets to drop pre-calc. And his GPA is going to go up to like a 3.5, and he was just getting like a D minus in it. So, like, I swear to you, that kid is going to be successful in life because of the loopholes, because of working systems, not because of academics. Like, that's mom of the year.
There's a path for that.
Mom of the year. And he's always like, I have a plan. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And it always managing up. That's the thing. It always works.
Yeah, brilliant kid. Well, both of my kids really suffered during COVID as far as school goes. Yeah. I mean, Gus actually is delayed a year. You know, he just got really behind.
Yeah, my kids really suffered.
Both my kids just really suffered. So it's tough. It's really tough.
I think that's a common theme with a lot of families. I mean, you know, watching even on Zoom, how many other kids are so far behind, you know, even at these little ages, I think parents just across the board really struggles with that work-life mm-hmm. balance during that time. You know, the other thing that really suffered for us during that time was sleep. And admittedly, this takes me back to when Quinn was little. You know, my sister-in-law said to me back up. Our best friends had a boy, 12 weeks before we had Quinn. They're 12 weeks apart.
It's the same age.
And their sweet darling son started sleeping through the night at 10 weeks. And has never stopped, ever. Mm. And he just sleeps.
Well, they're obviously
dream,
amazing stopped. Parents.
Clearly, they are
clearly
amazing
there's
parents.
No genetics involved.
Yeah, they're amazing parents. And so, you know, me being, you know, mildly competitive, you know, and I'm like 2 weeks out from having our kid. I'm like, oh, if they can get that kid to sleep by 10 weeks, right? Like, we have got this. We have totally
two
got
months
this.
Max.
Mm. Yeah, maybe by, you know, 8 weeks. You know, at the worst, this kid will sleep through the night. And my, like, you know, competitive self, 8 weeks comes and goes. 12 weeks comes and goes. 12 months comes and goes. Still not sleeping. My sister-in-law finally looks at me one day and she's like, I have never met a baby who did not sleep through the night until 18 months. Like, just, you'll be fine. Just get, you know, between now and 18 months, you'll totally be sleeping through the night. Dudes, I don't want to even know how many months old we are, but it is not like it's still a thing. And so I tried the whole cry it out thing. And this little munchkin was so smart that she would look right in the camera and scream at 9 months old, like right in the camera. And she was so nimble, she'd climb and throw herself up out of the crib to get out of. Like, because you can't then leave your kid on the floor, right? Like, it won't work. So she knew, like, loopholes at that age, how to get out of it. So, A, that was not fun, having to deal with that. But sleep training, just in general, in this household, has not gone well. It's not mom it's fail. Not gone well, and it's a total mom fail. And
yeah. That is not a mom fail.
No, that's not a mom fail.
I don't know.
Everybody
I don't know, guys.
Part of it's the kid.
Part of it's the kid. But I think the mom fail for me was putting expectations on yourself for what your kid is supposed to be, right? Instead of embracing who they are at a younger age with that. But it is, you know, sleep deprivation is a form of torture, guys. So, not having it can make you a little tweaked.
I don't know how you did it.
A little tweaked.
Yeah. Well, I have a true mom fail.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, I've got a real mom fail. Yeah.
True. Yeah, because that's not a mom fail.
No.
My oldest son, anybody knows him, knows he loves to eat. Like, that's like how we spend time together. He's just a foodie. He's always made weird food. And so one year, I think he was in the first grade, he invited me to come and have Thanksgiving, like public school hot lunch with him, which is like a big deal. It's like a big deal at the school. All the parents come. And so I thought it was at a certain time. And instead of showing up at the right time, and I didn't even have anything to do. So it wasn't even like a good excuse. I didn't have a client. And so I roll in right as he's walking out of the cafeteria. And this is my sweet little blue-eyed, curly-haired, you know, seven-year-old.
Cherub angel-looking.
I mean, the cutest
darling.
Kid. Yeah. Looks up at me, sees me, and just goes, ah! Bursts into tears because he's clearly been eating his little turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy all alone. So,
if that doesn't make you feel bad, it just breaks my heart. What did you tell him? You just told him the truth.
Yeah, mommy's late. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, I've got a an awesome scheduling fail since we're on scheduling fails. So picture this, like the kids have heard, I love river rafting. My husband loves river rafting. And the kids have been regaled with stories. Like we went on a 10-day river rafting cruise in Nepal. Not cruise, sorry. I don't know why I said cruise. We went like a 10-day rugged river rafting expedition in Nepal, in Africa. We just like river rafting. So the kids have kind of heard this over the years. And we, for whatever reason, as a family, we just haven't river rafted a lot. Part of it's because of how we had our third child. It was sort of tough. She's so much younger. She's 10 years younger than my oldest. And so whatever. So the two older boys, we go on a trip with them we went to a wedding in Park City. And we went a little early. And as a family, I booked this huge river rafting excursion. So, you know, it kind of hyped it up, probably a little too much, right? So we hyped it up. We fly in like 2 days early before the wedding. And that second day was going to be this all day thing. We're like, okay, you know, pack your wet shoe. Like, you know, everyone's packed and ready to go. So we get into our hotel in Salt Lake City. And I'm like, huh. And I'm trying to look up the point where we're supposed to go. And I'm like, I am not finding it. Like, we're in Salt Lake City and I keep finding the name of this river in Wyoming. But we're in Utah. It's weird, right? So finally, I'm like, what? And I'm like, I spent hundreds too. I mean, I might have spent $1,000. Probably did. I was like, I booked our river rafting excursion in the wrong state. and you should have seen their faces. What? We're not river rafting?
It's we're going to an escape room instead, guys.
How do you do that in the wrong state? Like, how do you do that? And I'm like, no, there's a drop-down menu. I know exactly how I did it now because there's a drop-down and I picked the wrong thing. But mom, there's like confirmations and don't they send emails? I'm like, emails? We're back to the email theme. I'm like, So when I texted, Aiden and Michael before this episode. I go, hey guys, we're doing a like mom fail episode. Like, what are all my fails? First thing, I press send and I get it back. River rafting in the wrong state. they still, like anytime I even make dinner reservations now, it's like, is it in the right state? I mean, I will never let that down. So,
you've done so well and perfect in your life.
And then I book river rafting in the wrong state.
No, but I mean, that's how it is. They remember all that stuff. Yeah.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
Well, I have another one. I have so many. I feel like I have the most. But so at school, I think it was in second grade, Gus had, it was like a dress up as your favorite book character day. And Gus wanted to go as Ron Weasley from Harry Potter. And so he had, beautiful platinum blonde hair. I mean, and he's got beautiful hair and it was like kind of longish and curly. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of like knowing I have to like get some hair dye. So I run into Walgreens and I'm rushing, probably mm-hmm. going trying to get in and out really quick. And I'm looking at the boxes. And so I see like one that's like temporarily red dye. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking without looking at it too closely that it's just kind of like wash in and wash out. So we go home. I dye his hair. He goes to school. He's a big hit. But then we go to wash it out. The next day, it doesn't wash out. We wash it again. It doesn't wash out. It doesn't wash out. And it turns out it's like semi-permanent. And so this kid is going to school for 6 weeks with what turns out to be eventually like pink hair.
Pink hair.
Right? So, yeah. We still have pictures of him from then. It's like, oh, man.
Oh, that's so precious, though.
Yeah, I know. It's sweet. So sweet.
I don't know why this just popped into my head. Another mom fail that has to kind of do with school. But My oldest son is the most, well, he's the only one that's really academically inclined of my kids. And he's also just really quiet and shy. You guys know him. He's just so sweet. And so he's just extraordinarily introverted. And, you know, I get him from work. It's like Friday night, right? Kind of like work hangover. Everyone's just kind of, you know, like, let's watch a movie together, whatever. And we're all kind of sitting there. And Michael, like, says in his own way, like, I think I have the SAT tomorrow. And I go, what? And I like jump at him. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I mean, this is like, you know, I'm like type A, like there should have been Stanley Kaplan prep. There should have been like whatever. I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, I think it might be tomorrow. Meanwhile, like Harry Potter's on or something. I don't even know what's on, right? And I'm like, pause the Marvel movie or whatever is on. Like, pause the movie. I'm like freaking out by now, right? Sure enough, he had the SAT. We didn't even have pencils. Like, we had to dig around. Like, I can't remember. One of us might have had to go to the store for pencils. I don't remember. He literally, and he goes, yeah, and here's the kicker. It's in Poulsbo. So if you're in the Seattle area, you would understand what that means. This is a ferry ride. This is hours. This is arguably a full day trip or maybe an overnight because he couldn't get it in. And I'm like, what? Like, what? And so so we had to scramble with all the logistics to get him. He literally plops in. And what I do remember is the pencils were so chewed up. Like, I don't know. The cats, I don't even know who chewed those, but it was probably Aiden. Michael shows up. He sits down with like minutes to spare and rocks the SAT cold. He misses one on math, gets an almost perfect SAT on math. And he did whatever he did in English. He got the highest SAT, I will tell you, any of my kids will ever get. And I love them and they're probably all going to listen. And you guys know I love you, but Michael's going to get the, well, I know for a fact Aiden's already taken it. Zoe, you can do this.
Zoe,
you got this.
I believe in you.
Zoe, I believe in you. But I mean, he rocked it and it was horrible. It was so horrible. I mean, I had friends who were like, this is the night you're going to go to bed at 9:01 p.m. and, you know, 8 weeks of prep and like whatever. And I'm like, we're like, get in the car! Like, you know, it was so bad. So yeah, there you go. It worked out though.
Like it did work out.
Yeah, we had anxiety around it at least, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah.
No anxiety. Nope. What about Seychelles? You usually selling anything else?
Well, yeah. A couple weeks ago, actually, we were you know, like school pickup is still so early, right? It's like you have to leave the house at 2:45 to go get her from elementary school. And I was like doing, you know, like in the middle of a meeting and working on stuff. And Nick and I had talked the day before about who was going to get Quinn. We worked it all out. And Nick was working on his stuff. And all of a sudden I get a call from the nurse's office at like 3:10. And they're like, you know, hi, this is Dallas ISD. I'm in my meeting. I don't get the call. So it's a voicemail and they leave it. And it's like, you know, this is Dallas ISD. Mm. You know, we've got Quinn in the nurse's office waiting for you guys.
When you're listening to the message and the first line says Dallas ISD, you're like, this isn't good.
This is not good. No. Yeah. And like, then what did we do? Office. What did we do? Yeah. When I'm like that, you know, and I'm like, you know, you have like the visual voicemail. And so you're like on the meeting, but you kind of go in and see you missed a call. And so you see it kind of pop up. And I was like, well, maybe it's one of those like automated messages because, you know, you get this.
Right.
And then it starts like machine gun dialing you, you know? And you're like,
oh,
I can
nine calls later.
I was like, I gotta get this. And all of a sudden the voice on the other end of the line.
This can't be good.
The other voice that is on the other end of the line is Quinn, and it's just her voice is still so sweet. You know, she's 8 and she's like, Mommy, did you forget?
You don't love me anymore. Yes. Which is what your self-talk is. That's the inner dialogue, right?
And she just, like, she has a sweet voice in person, but on the phone, you know, you hear it so tiny.
Your kid's voices on the phone sounds so sweet.
It's so tiny. And it's, Mommy, did you forget me? And we did agree the day before who was going to go get her. I just didn't realize that it was me that had agreed to go get her. And Nick was totally right. It was me. I had agreed to it. I just totally spaced.
Blank. You totally blanked, yeah.
Blanked and left our kid. She was like, I was the last kid at school. They were trying to go home without me. You were leaving me forever. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Well, unfortunately, my kids have had that experience multiple times.
Oh, so many times.
That's the sad thing. I'm like, it's probably not the last.
Yeah.
It's almost like tough, a rite of passage. Like every kid probably has to go, you know, go through that.
Yeah.
But that can I just jump in with one that reminded me of Crying Girls? Okay, so like in case you're noticing a theme, a lot of my fails come from like my type A, like I'm imparting these onto my kids, right? So 1 year for Zoe's birthday, she's 12 now. I'm going to guess this is like 7 or 8. She was like 7 or 8. She was really, probably 7th birthday. Her birthday is October 27th, which is right around Halloween. Yeah. And I'm in Seattle. It's cold and wet and rainy, you know, during October. So, but you get pumpkin patches and really cool stuff like that during Halloween. Like, it's a fun time to have a birthday. So we're like, Zoe, this is going to be the big party. Like, I work a lot. Like, I'm going to prove to you I love you, right? By doing the big party this year, right? So we're going to have like a spa, an at-home spa. And I got these little kits and set them around the table. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to the big pumpkin farm, you know, place in town, and we're going to take all the girls and we're going to have a sleepover. It's like big, the biggest, most, you know, involved birthday party I've ever had. So all the girls come over
and
we know them all.
With river rafting.
Right? In a different state.
In
river
Oregon.
Rafting would have been better. So it's like just starting to pour down rain and we're starting to get the, you guys still going to go to the pumpkin farm? Yeah, we're doing it. We're you know, we've got the group set. Like, we're going to go. And then, you know, Ben quiet privately, like, are we still going to do the pumpkin farm? I'm like, absolutely, we're going to do the pumpkin farm. And then, like, Michael
or Aiden.
It's
going to be the best day of her life.
Because Michael or Aiden, like, they had to be chaperones and, you know, whatever. They're like, Mom, are we going to still do the pump? Yes, we're doing the pumpkin. So by now, I'm, like, digging my heels in, right? So we load all the girls, and there must have been, like, 10 girls, right? We load them all in the car and we get to the pumpkin farm and we have to park in this field. It is dark. It is cold. It is raining. It is muddy. It was horrible. And they're like, this is kind of slippery, Mrs. Wolf. Like, they're falling. I'm like, it's fine. Get up. We're doing the pumpkin farm, right? So we like walk like a half mile away and they're falling and it's raining and it's so cold and everyone's like mad at me. Then we have to wait in line to get the ticket. So finally, by the time we get to the maze, which is in the dark part across another parking lot, the girls were melting down, crying. I want to go. I want my mom! And they were scared. And like, they were just, it was so horrible. It was so melted down. I'm like, fine. We turn around. We trudge through everything. We literally get as far as the entrance and we don't go. We get in the car. We drive home. Two of them got picked up by their moms. And then the rest of them had an amazing, we had this at-home spa and they had a sleepover and that's all they wanted to do. Wanted to do was just stay home and like eat popcorn and watch movies. And they had so much fun. And it was horrible. And we still, to this day, every time we plan a birthday party, they're like, you want to go to the pumpkin farm? It was so horrible. Like crying, melting down girls. So yeah, that reminded me. I was so determined that it was going to be the right, like the best birthday.
That's beautiful.
Anyway,
so beautiful.
I know.
Well, I have one last one we can kind of finish with. So, you know, my kids are close in age. They're only 15 months apart. So they were actually both in diapers together. And I remember, you know, we're in Texas, so it's warm here a lot. And I can remember we were over at my friend's house and my friend had a little baby pool in the backyard. And just, I think for the sake of ease, we had taken off both their diapers and both my kids were running around naked in the backyard. And then at some point, one of my kids just ends up taking a poo in the yard and... And I pick it up with my bare hand. And I just think I was just so accustomed to poop at that point, you know, because I've got two kids
especially
in diapers.
Especially two with that, yeah.
Yeah. And I just remember, like, looking at that, then realizing what I'd done. You know, I just picked it up so automatically. And I looking at that piece of poop in my hand and just realizing and thinking to myself, Wendy... This is the low point of your life. This is it. This is the lowest point of your life.
Yeah.
So. That's like a philosophical moment, yeah. like staring at yeah. a handful of poo.
It can only go up from here. Literally,
and
my
you
life
literally
is
know
shit.
I'm searching little poo emojis to send to Wendy. You know I'm doing this right now. Oh my gosh. Yes. Well, here's the thing. Yes. Here's the thing, ladies. You know, I can't imagine, by the way, a better way to wrap this up than Wendy's life is officially gone to shit. But you know, why we wanted to share this episode, like the last thing we would ever want to share are parenting wins, because, you know, those are what get published on social media. And those are the ones that, you know, everybody talks about. No. Empire building. We're going to talk about the fails, like the mom fails, right? And I know one thing. I know that we all have great kids and they all get fed. Sometimes, eventually, they get fed, you know, usually most of the time. And, you know, they're all going to have great lives and they're all going to do great and contribute to society. And we can laugh about it, right? And we hope you can, too. That's the whole point of us doing these, you know. It is not Seychelle's fault that her daughter has a genetic predisposition to not sleep well, right? Obviously, that's not a fail. It is, you know, Wendy's an incredible mom, even though she completely bailed and stood up her kid on Thanksgiving lunch. I am sometimes a good mom, even though I completely forget that SATs are coming or I drag young girls to pumpkin farms at night in the rain and the mud, right? And so, you know, every one of these stories, you know, we hope you can relate to one and we hope that you know that you're an amazing, amazing mom, an amazing dad, an amazing parent, and we think you're incredible. And you listen to this for a reason and you listen to us for a reason and we think you're special. We think you're amazing. So, you know, all of these parenting fails are good and fun. And I hope you leave this podcast feeling great and better about yourself because we're such disasters, right? So hopefully you feel better about yourself than, you know, than you
Happy
did before.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all of you guys. And Father's Day. Father's Day is coming up soon. So happy Father's Day in advance.
Yes.
And we thank you guys. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and a review. We can't get enough of those.
And don't forget us. Don't forget to send your parenting fails.
Oh, yes, thank you. Empire Building Podcast.
Building Podcast@gmail.com. We look forward to reading them because if you send them in, we're going to be reading them on a future episode. So,
yes, we are.
Yeah. So,
have a good one, guys. Bye.
All right, everybody.
Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.